This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. It is always okay to punch a Hydra.
I've got a wide chest.
What?
Don't impinge on my... I'm talking for the Hydra.
Okay. Where
we've got a wide... I wasn't changing the subject. Oh, you notice how wide my chest is?
It's good. You look like you got some good lung capacity going there. That's that is an asset. Ooh, man, if you were like trying to be an astronaut, you would keep that ball up there for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Man, what an exhausting test that is.
Most of that seems pretty exhausting to me, actually.
Yeah. Being an astronaut is hard work.
Yeah.
Hard, thankless work.
I don't know. Like an astronaut.
Our greatest American hero.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Enough credit.
Yeah, like an astronaut.
There's a Veterans Day. Why isn't there an Astronaut's Day?
You know what? Actually, why isn't there an Astronaut's Day?
It does seem like there should be officially there should be like Space Day or something.
Just make it Neil Armstrong's birthday or something like that. Like, oh, yeah. It's Astronaut's Day.
Everybody goes around singing each other Neil Armstrongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the worst vacations I ever had was going to Wapakoneta, Ohio, which is the birthplace of Neil Armstrong. And they have like museums there. Like, hey, it's the, you know, it's the Ohio, you know, aeronautical or whatever spacecraft museum. Thinking, all right, great, this is gonna be awesome. You're a little kid, you're gonna eat some Cheez-Its, and they're gonna call it space pizza. That's fine. What they don't tell you about that place is that the other industry besides museum, gift shop, tchotchkes is literal pig shit. It is a town that when you're trying to swim at your Holiday Inn, if the breeze goes the wrong way because of the pig farms and the shit lagoons, it is impossible to be outside. It was a terrible vacation. Do not go to Wapakoneta, Ohio.
That sounds pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like, pigs got a shit. Like, I get it, but.
Right.
Yeah. I never feel good in a hotel pool if it's outside anyway. Like, an indoor hotel pool just feels like cool. Like,
fogged up
windows. It's got that smell. Like,
smell. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's a very specific kind of thing.
I always associate that smell with playing and hearing the sounds of Arkanoid because the hotel we went to always had the Arkanoid machine right by the pool.
I'm going to treat myself to a hotel stay for no reason. Like, I'm like, maybe I should like take a bus to a town in urban and stay the night in a hotel and just like do hotel shit.
Yep. I'm going to go to Vancouver, Washington, and I'm going to stay.
Yeah. I've always wanted to stay in Oregon.
In a La Quinta.
Yeah. Just like that kind of sounds nice right now.
Yeah.
Hydras are hydras.
Yeah. Like, this is a very slight entry.
Yeah. There's hydras. And then depending on what kind of thing it's going to breathe, it gets a different entry, but it's very on the nose. Like,
right,
a pyrohydra, what do you think that does? How about a cryohydra? You know, it's real. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And there's no real ecology to this thing.
No.
Despite the hydra's size and multiple attacks, they're often preyed on by dragons. They're impossible to train. That's the extent of how this thing fits into the world.
Like, it doesn't talk about the heads may argue amongst themselves, or, you know, they can't,
because it's kind of smart. Like, it's more than animal intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, so do they always agree? Do they have separate minds? Like, do they all share one like hive brain in their butt? You know, like, how do these things work? You know?
Yeah. No. But like, most of this is just like describing, okay, you kind of know what a hydra is here. Like, here's the way the heads work. Have fun.
Yeah. Do you want to incorporate this into your campaign? Here's how to make this work for D&D.
Yes. Here's the name for the kind of hydra that you know that regenerates twice as fast.
Yep. Yeah. The hydras are something I've never thought was cool until Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah.
And then that hydra, even though that's like a real lesser boss battle and there's like not that much to it, that's kind of what did hydras for me, like gave me the sense of scale and made them cool to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's even like a really weird hydra, like when you get down to the one in Ash Lake and it can jump over you.
Yeah.
And you realize that it's nothing but Flipper from the neck down.
See the weird underbody. It's like when a hermit crab leaves its shell. Well, that's what's under there. Just like, because this one just looks like a low, flat, like wide boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it looks like a if a dragon was a pan flute.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Sorry. It's all right. Did that have to sink in?
No, yeah, I was just like, yeah, it did. I was just like, but that worked. But it did make me imagine, like, one, like a really cool hydra-shaped flute.
Okay.
But then also, like, a really cool hydra-shaped bong.
Yeah, no, it's like a hookah almost. Yeah. Like everybody can like pull off of it. Although if you're doing like, you know, seven different people at once, you're going to have some kind of motorized component to this. Like yeah, this is a bong you're going to have to start like a lawnmower.
You get a cryo hookah and then it can cool the machinery within.
Oh no, what happened to Dennis? Yeah, his lungs shattered. He took a hit of nitrous. No, no, not nitrous, liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, he mixed up the chambers.
Yeah. He got Final Destination by the Hydra Bong. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.